when they came back from dinner one day, Darren and I were shoeing the horses, and we had their foot up on the little block that they put the foot on, you know, and we were pounding on the inside of his foot with the hammer, and my grandfather almost had a heart attack, but those horses never moved for us, and when men went by them, they'd just take a poke at them, but they never did anything.
They probably knew y'all.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that something?
Oh, I should say.
What kind of fences did they have? Did you have on
barbed wire?
They were barbed wire. Any woven wire?
No.
Okay.
Yes, we did. We had woven wire around the house, fence somewhat like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you ever have any fences that were made completely out of wood?
The corrals.
Okay.
Around the corral.
And what would you call a fence like that? Would you ever call it a pole fence or a rail fence?
Rail fence and a pole fence.
Okay.
We call that type of corral fence more than we would woven wire fence.
Okay. The place where you let cattle out to graze would be called a what?
Pasture.
Okay. And the place where you were growing maybe a hay crop would be called a what?
I don't think I understand.
An area where you're growing a hay crop.
Oh, the field.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's okay. You mentioned, I'm wondering, you did have hogs now. How many did you
have?
Well,
only one or two, and that was purely for getting rid of the slop, as they call it, and then butchering in the winter.
Okay. What did you like carry table scraps out to feed them?
Yes, See,
very good. I know I had to carry out to the hogs when I was growing up. I carried the stuff out in a
slop pail.
You called it a slop pail.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
And where did you keep the hogs? Were they in like a pen?
They were in a separate pen in the barn area.
Okay. Did you have like a corn crib that you kept?
We had a trough that we put things in, and then they had other things that they gave the pigs too, and I don't. We had the oat boxes that we fed the horses when they came in at noon and before they left in the morning, but I can't remember what we fed the pigs other than just the slop. And would they have given them bran? I remember we had an oat bin and a bran bin, and I just loved that bran. I could go out there and take a handful of that and lick it, you know.
But you didn't have anything like a corn crib?
No, we didn't have any corn up there, you see.
Yeah. Pronounce that for me.
Corn crib.
Okay. And you mentioned trough. The plural of trough is what, if you had more than one?
I would say troughs.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you something about farming implements. Have you ever heard of a go devil?
Yes.
What is that?
Well, it's a buck rake, too.
Okay.
And when we had made the bales, or when we had the hay shocks, it was the tool or the carrying had spokes in the timbers in the front of it, and we'd go along and scoop up the hay and push it back up to the end of it and push it up to the stack or the stacker, or if they were baling, we'd just push it up for the men to pitch it into the baler.
Mm.
And that was called a buck rake or a go devil.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the thing you used to stack the hay with, what
stacker.
Would it be called? Do you ever call it a Mormon stacker?
No.
Did you ever hear of that? Or a derrick? Would you have ever used anything like a derrick to stack hay with?
No, ours came up and went this way.
Great.
We pulled it out with the horse. The horse pulled the stacker, and then it would back up. And then you'd put the hay on there, and then the horse would go out there and stop right when he was supposed to.
Okay. And the thing you would put over, if you had to be out overnight, the thing you would put over a horse's mouth to feed it. Do you ever?
Feed bag.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the thing they would use to rope cattle with?
Lariat.
All right. Is that the same thing as a lasso?
Yes,
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you ever, what you would have, I'm sure you got feed sometimes or got things on the ranch in burlap bags.
Yes, we did. And we called them gunny sacks too.
Okay.